The details of the Senate bill are still being worked out. The House version included a carbon cap and trade scheme to reduce greenhouse gases and raise revenue for clean energy projects. Environmental groups and labor unions are in favor of cap and trade. Jeff Rickert heads up the AFL-CIO's Center for Green Jobs.
The climate change bill is a potential stream of revenue to really make the green jobs industry, clean tech industry, a reality.
Business groups say all carbon cap and trade will do is make energy more expensive.
This legislation is a job killer.
Keith McCoy is a vice president with the National Association of Manufacturers.
If you're a company that's reliant upon natural gas or oil or even coal, these companies suffer the most.
Business suggests the government should just offer incentives for energy efficiency and invest in clean technologies. The two sides will take their arguments to the public this month. For the Environment Report, this is Lester Graham.